It is happening once again. Big Daddy Sitch is back in the building with Lawrence with another Here's the Sitch podcast for you guys. And what episode is this, honey, right here? 21?
So today is Here's the Sitch episode number 21.
Oh my goodness, I forgot to take my mind vitamins. I have a specific mind vitamin that I love.
You know, really?
I love it. I really do.
I actually wanted to try that, but every time I remember, I think we're out of it because you take it every day, right?
I do. It's a two capsules. I don't know exactly the ingredients, but I'll be honest with you, and I'm not giving Joe Rogan a shout out, but it is his brand of supplements, and I kind of like it. It helps me sort of put together sentences better. I swear.
Really?
I swear.
Well, it looks like you are giving him a shout out.
I guess so, yeah. Anyway, so if I do mispronounce words or not able to get out my sentences today, guys, you know why.
I took my vitamins today, so I should be on point.
Well, yeah, we just came back from our morning workout, and we are putting together another podcast for you guys. I actually love doing this podcast, and we've been doing it for a couple months now. Do we even know how long we've been doing it now?
I can look back to the initial week. Well, I'll be honest with you. We have not skipped a week since we started, and this is episode 21, so this is the 21st week.
Well, Coroners is still out there, guys.
We started right before COVID hit. The U.S.
But in New Jersey, it seems that things are sort of under control, knock on wood right now. I know some of the other parts of our country right now aren't doing so well. Am I right, honey? Some of the other...
I think they're you know, going through it hitting there. So they're just going through their first kind of wave of it. Although I do see, because there's so much happening on the beaches, that there was like a big...
What, in New Jersey?
Not outbreak, but there was a bunch of cases that in popped up, I heard. Yeah.
I'll be honest with you. I'm not positive because I didn't hear it on the news. I went into a gas station the other day, guys, and the gas station attendant was like a little, I don't know the name of the word for it.
He's the town crier. It's where you get all the information.
And he was like, did you hear someone in Manasquan, that like 40 kids just got infected? And listen, I can't take someone's word for it. But
that's where I got my information.
Exactly. That's exactly.
He's the town crier.
That's exactly why I said I haven't seen it on the news. From my understanding, Jersey, New York, and is it Connecticut are still one of the three. Is it green states?
Green zones.
Green zones. Yeah.
So we are hanging in there. We hope you guys are too.
And we're gearing up to film Jersey very soon too.
We are gearing up to film Jersey. We are probably filming, you know, quarantine style, just everybody on their own. For a little bit.
Everything is TBD these days.
Yeah, everything's just up in the air and we're just winging it. Kind of like what you need to do when you are trying to live life and not worry about things you can't control. We're really all just winging it. But now really forced to wing it. Yeah. If that makes any sense.
Yeah. Well,
you have no other option.
Well, listen, one day at a time, that's my motto. Be your best self one day at a time. And to be honest with you, I feel that at that particular point, there is no other option but for you to sort of receive the blessings of the universe when you play that game.
Yeah.
You know, and another topic that I wanted to get on today was originality.
Ooh.
Okay. Something that we haven't spoke about and is so, so important, you know, in our world today is originality, the courage to be yourself. And if you do have the courage to be yourself, I feel that if you deserve it, the universe is going to serve it.
Facts.
I mean.
Super facts.
So many people.
Did you put that on a shirt yet?
I did not. I will.
We have to put. That's one of my favorite ones. We got to put that on a shirt. And we could put like a Saturn or like a universe.
Yeah.
I like that emoji.
We've said this before, I think on past podcasts, but in life, everyone gets a different test. But there are certain people in this country or this world, I think in this world actually, that try to copy others. And you end up failing.
Exactly.
At the end of the day, no one is going to be you, and that is your superpower.
Yeah, no one has the same Scantron, guys.
But a lot of people, that's the thing, a lot of people don't have the courage to be themselves. They're worried about what everyone else is going to say about them.
And think.
Exactly.
Judgment.
So there's a certain sense, I feel that the universe reciprocates to you when you are truly yourself and you're not necessarily worried about what others think and you are authentically and genuinely yourself in whatever field of work that you are.
It's very true. And I think that it takes people a lot of time and experience to sometimes get there.
Yeah.
I'm very grateful for the fact that we both, I think, have learned that at what I think is a young age. Because
in the 30s.
We get to live, I mean, that is a young age. We get to live the rest of our lives, you know, vibrating on the right
frequency
and sending out the
those vibes
that are the level our brains are at. Mm-hmm. So like what my brain is into, the things that I like to do, the things that bring me happiness, peace, and joy, those are the things I'm going to focus on. And not look at what the next person is into.
I think it's a lot of people don't talk about this, but I feel that you can manifest your own destiny with your thoughts. And a lot of people don't think 100%.
That way. 100%. What a lot of people do, I think, is they actually do that for the negative.
Oh, they God.
They say,
negative Nancy.
I can never have that. I'll never get that promotion at work.
Oh,
at
my
lunch
God.
With their friends,
that,
right?
That is the worst thing you can do.
So-and-so got promoted. She had the same position as me. And I'll never get there. It's going to take me another 3 years. And by the time I get there, I'm not going to get the raise I need for this house. And you're literally putting that into the energy. So when you speak, you need to check yourself in your brain as if you are almost like an adversary. You know what I mean? Because you're your own biggest enemy in your own way, affecting your own dreams and goals. So when you're about to say something, especially about yourself, whether it's your body, whether it's your career path,
your goals,
your family, anything that you're about to criticize in your life, you should run the tape, which we talked about in a very early episode. Yep. You should run the tape on yourself and see, how will this play out if I speak this into existence? Will I be happy with that result?
I'd be honest with you. I mean, me personally, I know better than that. But I'm sure
that... A lot of people don't, though, because a lot of people think it's just venting. And it's not. You're putting that energy into the universe that you're not going to get that. And then it's a boomerang. And it comes right back.
We also spoke about comparison is the thief of joy. If you compare yourself or your race to someone else's, you're doomed to fail.
Yeah.
You know, you were born an original. Don't die a copy. I don't know if you guys understand that I just dropped a huge bomb on you guys just now. You're doing a disservice to yourself by comparing yourself to others. You need to compare yourself to the day before.
Yeah.
You know, your performance at work, your performance, you know, trying to be more healthy, whether it's exercise, whether it's diet, being the best self, being kind to others, helping your neighbor, helping your community, doing all those positive things. I'll be honest with you, the universe has no choice but to promote you.
So where's a good place for people to start that are saying that this all sounds lovely and great, but they're kind of in that rut of where they do their venting and kind of speak, have negative self-talk?
Well, first of all, positivity is a choice. Mm. And we probably also spoke about that. That is sort of elementary.
Elementary.
I hope you said that correctly. But you have a choice. There's become better or become bitter. You have two choices. I feel that you need to be positive, and that particular thought process, those particular frequency, that vibe will be sent out into the universe. As funny as you guys may think that sounds, I feel that that it really does work.
Mm-hmm.
Positivity, you're manifesting your own destiny. So I feel that it's okay to be in a rut. It is. I've been in a rut before. But knowing or having the faith in your abilities and having the faith in the future that it will get better is very important.
I also think that when you are even in a social setting and you're speaking about what's happening in your life, you know, if you are trying for that promotion, if you are in a new relationship or something, you're hitting like a roadblock where you're not achieving what you want to and you're about to say something negative about yourself. If you continue to run the tape and you don't
I would just
stop,
be quiet.
Well, that's what I'm saying. A lot of people can't do that.
I would just
so
be
they
quiet.
Have to like relearn. But say you put it out there. I have to say, what you are doing is you are setting an example of like your image and how people are going to look at you. Because if you have that lack of self-respect mm-hmm. for yourself, and if you don't think you can achieve that great relationship or that great job or that great promotion or that great family, no one else is going to think that. You're the person putting it into the energy and into the universe. It's kind of like when you teach people how to treat you.
I think it's important sometimes to keep things to yourself, because if you project a goal for yourself and you sort of tell someone about it, their reaction could sort of have a reaction back to you to sort of stop you or put an obstacle in your way. Like when people tell you that you cannot do something, they are showing you their limitations,
exactly,
not yours.
Exactly.
So I think it's important sometimes to keep some things to yourself and sort of tell them to yourself and sort of show people, not tell them. Actions speak louder than words.
I agree. That's a big one.
Yeah.
That's a really big one.
I just feel that a lot of the times people don't have the courage to sort of be themselves. They're almost like afraid to, you know, what others are going to say. When in actuality, when they are their true selves is when they shine.
Yep.
And you tell me all the time. Even when I take like pre-workout, my wife's like, you're not yourself. She's like, something is blocking your shine right now. And it's actually true. I never take any type of pre-workout or any fat burner or anything like that while like doing work, because that could inhibit, my shine.
Yeah.
And my wife tells me all the time.
Yeah. Especially if you are self like enlightened and you're on a good frequency and an energy wavelength and you are living your best life and you're living for yourself and not for anyone else and you're abstaining from drugs and alcohol and any kind of mind mood altering substance, you have like an aura about
you.
And then add on top of that, my husband naturally is charismatic as well, especially in front of the camera. It is his career path for a reason. He is very talented at that. And when I can always tell if he's taken a pre-workout or an over-the-counter fat burner, because it literally it dulls the shine. It dulls the spark.
It does.
And I tell him, you know, you better not do that if you're working or filming, because it takes away from him being able to excel at any of his jobs.
And we kind of went a little bit off course, but it's just another example of just being wholeheartedly 100%
clean
yourself and who you are. I just think it's just so important that we talk about, you know, originality and people really being themselves. And that's where you come up with like, you know, the Elon Musks of our country and the people that are really making big changes in their field. Mm-hmm. You know, they're really being themselves. They're really going for their goals and they're really, just breaking barriers, I guess. Mm-hmm. Am I right?
And a lot of the times the people that are doing such outlandish things, a lot of the people in the community or the people watching will call you crazy.
Yeah.
Right? Because you have a unique perspective.
Yeah.
And you have a different perspective that's not of the norm and of everyone around you.
I'll be honest with you. I feel like that is like there's like a pattern. First they call you crazy.
Yeah.
Then guys, they copy you. And then they hate on you. You know what I'm saying? Because they can't do it like you do it.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess also what I'm saying is if you have some haters in life or you have some, you know, critics, it means you're probably doing something right.
Yeah. And if somebody's looking at you like you're crazy based on the goals or dreams you have, you're in the right direction.
Stay by yourself.
Well, you're on the right path because you should have – we only have one life and the things you can accomplish are – limitless.
Yeah, I'm about to hit you guys with another bomb right now. Sometimes the word masses, the M is silent.
Mm.
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness.
Truth bomb right there.
Right there. Sometimes when you have like such big dreams and goals, I just feel that copying the crowd is just, you know, it's just a no-no. I prefer to be a leader, not a follower, a lender, not a borrower.
Mm-hmm. A little bit of Joel in there.
Yes.
A little bit of Joel.
Yes, it's
Shout
happening.
Shout out to Joel Osteen. We love him.
Anyways, I just, like I said, I just love this conversation because a lot of people don't talk about it. Everyone, especially these days with like the TikToks, and I'm not saying this whole generation is sort of like copying each other, but in general, for the past 10 years, they've been trying to replace me and Snooki and the squad.
Right.
You just can't.
It doesn't work.
It just doesn't work. You know what I mean? You need to like create a new identity, a new brand, you know, something new, something right, original, something different. Yeah.
I think it's really interesting. So my husband always makes me a cup of tea before we start to record our podcast, and he makes himself tea and myself, and we have Yogi teas, and they have little quotes on them. And I often get the same quote all the time, but today I got one I never received, and I think it really goes with the subject matter of
what is it?
Being your own self.
Whoa.
And this kind of goes back to how I was explaining it, that you need to, you know, teach people how to treat you, and you need to respect yourself and treat yourself at the utmost level for other people looking in to treat you the right way, reciprocate it.
You teach people how to treat you.
Exactly. Yeah. So this quote says, you must have self-respect. Only then can you respect somebody.
I like it. Is that the same as saying give respect to get respect?
Pretty much.
Is that the same as saying?
It's a little different because give respect to get respect doesn't show that you're self-respecting. To me, everything starts with yourself.
It does.
Right? So if you don't love yourself.
I was going to say that.
You're going to have a shitty-ass relationship. Even if the person is great. Even if there's no infidelity and no drama. You don't love yourself. You're not whole. So you can't bring your best self to a relationship. And I think that goes to say with every category of like improving yourself in fitness, in finance, in family, in all these different big important factors in your life. If you're not first feeding your own soul, you're not going to bring something positive to the equation and the bigger picture whole.
There's a lot of people that get lost in the rat race, though. There's a lot of people that are listening right now to our podcast that just go to work, come home. Some pay their bills, some don't. They watch some TV and they go to sleep. And that's what they want you to do.
Yeah, you got to go against the grain here. Listen, if that's a means to the end to launch your first business and you have some kind of timeline where you're in the rat race to make some money, save it. But listen, a lot of people do that lifestyle, but a lot of people are still, there's still the other side of that where people are having families and they look forward to their time at home and they're home with their family on the weekends. There's a balance to some of it.
I think the key to a rich life is activity and sort of and getting the body moving with fitness and sort of, I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to say watching your diet, but I would say eating nutritious food.
That's a big one.
That's a big one because I'm sure you guys will notice when you have, I'm not going to shout out McDonald's right now, but if you have some bad food, you don't feel good like right after you eat it, you know?
No.
And that's the truth. And like you guys probably see all the
time. But when you're our age, you don't feel good.
No.
When you're young, you might be able to go play a football game after eating McDonald's.
Listen, we still have a cheat day where we sort of turn up and eat our best life, but that's only once a week.
And when we do have it, like, I don't know about you, but I feel like a big POS. Like, I cannot.
Same.
Like, I can't wait to chug water and get on the treadmill.
I get so excited, though, when I'm, like, in the midst of like eating it or getting ready to have the funfetti cake, which listen, everyone loves funfetti, but my mind says it's like almost like the reward system in your brain is like, oh my God, you earned it. I'm having diet soda and you know, I'm having McDonald's fries and a burger and things like that. But then when you're done, you're like, oh my God, like what did I just do?
Exactly.
And I only do it guys once a week. So I just wanted to just give you guys some perspective. But I will say after I eat sometimes like that, I don't really feel my best. Even when I'm dieting, like I'm like in the shower, like, oh my God, like my stomach looks so good, you know? and then the day that I eat bad, I'm like, oh my God, I destroyed everything, you know? Yeah. But, you know, listen,
life. Everything in moderation.
Very true. Oh God. I think we did speak about balance one time, but balance is so key with everything in life.
And that's something that took you a while to figure out.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, need moderation.
I did too much of everything always. I used to do too much of fitness, too much of partying. And that goes back to the addictive personality that I have. Right. And a lot of people that are listening right now will probably, they do have addictive personalities.
Yeah.
Which means you do something all or nothing.
And it could even be work.
Yeah. And some people, yeah, exactly. And some people that are listening right now, I'm like, wait a second. There's such a thing as an addictive personality. Yeah. You know, it could run your life in the wrong way.
Right.
You know, you can be addicted to sex and ruin your marriage.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you have to exhibit balance, like we said.
I think it's really important, though, for you to say that you can be also addicted to positive things. Like you can be overdoing it in fitness.
Well, that's what I tell family, friends, when I speak around the country at different colleges or different rehabs, they say, Mike, like, what do I do, man? How did you change your life around? Like, what did you do, man? And it's really just like a one day at a time thing. Yep. And that's not a cliche, but one day at a time, I would just replace a negative behavior that's on a list and replace it with a positive one.
Yep.
And that became...
That's like the secret of your success.
That is the secret
exactly
to success.
Exactly where you started.
Yeah.
And that's where you still are even today.
Yep.
At almost 5 years clean and sober, you are still making positive changes, doing more projects.
In every single thing in my life, I'm making positive changes. Progress over perfection.
Facts.
Maybe 5 years ago, I smoked cigarettes. You know, I played with drugs and alcohol, obviously. One by one, I took them off the list. I replaced it with, you know, going to the gym or going running or eating healthy or drinking more water or implementing a cheat day and implementing balance or reading a book on the weekends, opening a new business, being good to my family. I can go on and on, guys.
Yeah.
Life is a marathon, not a sprint.
Exactly. And all those things you rambled off are lifetime things to work on, you know what I mean? And those things alone will fill up your life. There's just no room for that negative old past behavior, you know what I mean? All those things that you just said take up a huge amount of time, commitment, and energy, and there's just so much you could be doing with your life when you're looking to become sober. I feel like it's life-changing.
I wouldn't even say, like, I'm not going to just preach my lifestyle being sober to everyone. It just works for me. But I feel that once you get on the road of trying to improve yourself or sort of I'm addicted to bettering my life and in my family's life, it's just such a rewarding, you know, way to live.
It is. And it's when God rewards you or your higher power rewards you, it is reaffirming that you're on the right path.
And there's people out there that have way more things than I have. And I, like I said, we used to live in a small apartment and we used to drive like a regular, you know, Camry, and life is not about, you know, possessions.
No, and it's still not about that.
And it's still not about that. But I stayed in my lane. I ran my own race. You know, we saved our money, and one day at a time, we made positive changes and took out the negative ones.
Yeah.
And that's what life is all about. You never to compare yourself about someone else's journey. And like I said, it was just so rewarding for us. It was.
So as you loyal Here's the Sitch listeners know, Mike and I moved into our first home and we are furnishing it. So of course we needed to check out the most high quality mattress when it comes to our sleep. Because guys, we are not messing around when it comes to that 6 to 8 hours. We need quality sleep to help us stay on our living our best life path.
Super facts right there.
Helix Sleep has an amazing quiz that takes just 2 minutes to complete, and it'll match your body type and sleep preferences to the perfect mattress for you. Whether you're a side sleeper, hot sleeper, if you like plush or firm, with Helix, there's no more confusion and no more compromising on an average mattress. Helix Sleep was even awarded the number one best overall mattress pick for 2019 by GQ and Wired Magazine. Helix Sleep is situations approved. We love them here at Here's the Sitch. And Mike and I took the quiz and we were matched with a firm Helix mattress because that's what we love, a firm mattress. We're both side and occasional back sleepers and we've been sleeping on it for about a month now and the proof is in the pudding. We are loving it. Here's the Sitch listeners are getting a special offer from Helix Sleep. All you need to do is go to helixsleep.com/situation, take their 2-minute sleep quiz, and they'll match you to a customized mattress that will give you the best sleep of your life. They have a 10-year warranty, and you get to try it out for 100 nights risk-free. They'll even pick it up for you if you don't love it, but you will. This is completely risk-free. I would totally recommend it. Helix is offering up to $200 off all mattress orders for our listeners at helixsleep.com/situation. That's Helix, H-E-L-I-X, sleep.com/situation for up to $200 off. Well, I want to share our Here's the Sitch hotline with you guys. We love hearing from you all, whether it's questions, comments, suggestions on topics that we have not covered yet that you would love to hear us dive into. We want to always give the people what they want. So you can give us a call at 732-898-0414. So with that being said, I'm going to head to the phone lines because we have a lot of calls.
Oh my God, it's happening?
Yes, that okay. we are waiting okay. to get to. So okay, I want to start getting to some of these because I love the callers. Okay.
Hi, Mike and Lauren. This is Taylor. I live in Sullivan County here in New York. I'm 23 years old. Just recently started listening to your podcast. I've actually made it a part of my routine. I listen to it in the morning wherever I'm driving to, whether that be work or wherever I'm headed for the day. I really just wanted to call and say thank you for, you know, being that positive outlook and positive outlet that I can start my day with, and it really just puts me in the mindset to be positive and just really, really have a good way to start the day.
Oh my goodness. I'll be honest, I got to start listening to our podcast. And my wife listens to them.
She
kind of yells at me, but like I'm like positive 24/7. Even I spoke to I think it was a producer or somebody, and I'm like, even when I was going to jail, was like, I had a smile on my face.
Yeah.
Like I'm going to get through this. And I had faith in God, and I had faith in my abilities that the comeback is always greater than the setback.
Yep.
So anyway, honey, I'm going to have to start to listen
to
this
podcast. You have to start listening to it. It's crazy. It's also, you know, you want to hear how you can improve yourself. Yep. That's why I like to listen to it. And sometimes when I listen to it on the treadmill so that I can just have the time go by quicker and I'm focused my mind on something.
I remember a listener saying there was such a soft listen, like a soft, positive listen, like so easy to listen to. So I'm going to put this on my homework, guys, because I'm going to have to listen to it myself.
Yes, you need to.
I'm a big critic of my own work. You can ask my wife. I'm such a big critic of my YouTube, and I'm going to have to critique my own podcast to see if we can get better here, guys.
Hey, Mike, longtime fan. Calling to ask you a question. You have this great aura about yourself and this great positive energy all the time with so much negativity and so much positives too, but you always choose to be positive, and especially with your sobriety. I just want to know what really – you know, makes you have this aura about you where people just want to, you know, be with you, and people want to know what you're saying because they think you have this like certain energy. You have a great energy about yourself.
Oh my goodness. I'm all in my feels from that one. You know what? Even in my darkest of times, I sort of, and I don't want to be dark on you guys, but I embraced the storm. You know, I embraced the dark times to sort of be the fuel to make me better. And another one of my favorite quotes is, a smooth sea never made a skilled sailor. So me sort of recognizing when there are tough times in life, that tough times don't last, but tough people do. Mm-hmm. So when you're facing sort of an obstacle in life, you know, you're not going to say, why me? You're going to say, try me. Like, I got this.
Yeah.
And that was always my attitude. And believe me, I didn't want to go to prison. I didn't want to be taken away from my wife. We had just gotten married. But that was my journey. And I had to have some sort of acceptance. I just feel that, I don't know, over the past couple years, the last 5 years, I had just really found myself. And I want to share it with, you know, the world and the universe. And I feel like I'm really doing that right now.
I think you're very admirable.
Oh my goodness.
With your behaviors. And I think also because I was there with you when you were going through a lot of that. And I think you really just did exactly what you said. You stayed in your own lane. You did not really socialize with anyone that would speak about the negative things or any of that kind of stuff. And you really would just love to be with the people closest to you, your family and your dog Moses.
Yeah.
And you would watch things that were inspirational to you. You surrounded yourself with positiveness while you were going through that storm.
Yeah.
We really immersed ourselves in a lot of Joel Osteen. Like, we would be in the car. That's what's on the radio during those times.
I think I watched superhero flicks like every day
and
too.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say next too. You, to this day, you still watch them, but at that time you really immersed yourself in all of your superhero favorite movies.
Yep.
I mean, Superman, which Man of Steel still brings a tear to your eye because that time when that film was out was something that you were running on repeat, and just you kind of kept those positive examples in your forefront of your mind while you were going through the storm. And I think this is a really big part of how you stayed on track, positive.
Yeah, I just feel that positivity is a choice. And it's almost like also like a muscle, you know, like courage. When you use the muscle courage, you can use it a lot more. you know?
Exactly.
And you know, when you're facing challenges in life and you're sort of facing, you know, forks in the road. Is it fork in road? Is that what the right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So when you're faced with sort of a very tough decision in life, the more that you use your courage and the more that you're strong, you'll be amazed what you can accomplish. And everyone will start to look at you like, oh my God, like, look at the way this man lives his life. He lives this life, or he lives his life with integrity, peace, and purpose. And he really, you know, shines. And what that caller said really just, I got like tingles from what he said, because I really do live my life like that.
Yeah. Well, it shows.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, Mike and Lawrence. Heath down here in South Carolina. Mike had a quick question for you. Usually I start my days off with a daily devotional. I really like to spend time with the Lord and meditate in his word. Then I usually do a 10 to 15 minute CrossFit workout and a 30 minute walk with my daughter around the neighborhood. So my mornings are pretty busy. I really try to be really productive in the mornings. And then I try to get some bodybuilding in sometime around lunch, but really looking to get into the situation the way you did when you came out of prison. So I was just wondering how you're able to keep that same energy throughout the day, throughout the week, even throughout the months. So thanks.
Well, that was Pete from South Carolina. And I have to say, it sounds like you are on an incredible schedule. I love that you start with daily devotional in the morning, because that's something that's really close to my heart and my routine. And I love that you're getting your fitness out of the way first thing. You're starting with a clear, positive, faithful head.
Yep.
And then you're spending time with your daughter and being active.
I think he's doing a great job.
You're doing an incredible job. I think that
I would stick with that structure.
Definitely. I would just add to it. And I think that his main question was, how can he get as fit as you are when you came out of prison?
Oh, well, I would stick with the same schedule that he's doing right now. But every single day, I would compare yourself to the day before,
right?
And make small improvements. So if you ran for 30 minutes, this is just an example. If you ran for 30 minutes, you know, the next day I'd run for 35.
Right.
And then so on and so forth. So, you know, in a week or months down the line, you know, you're working out for, you know, 90 minutes and you're really working at a high level of intensity. And that's how you get results. And you get results in the gym and with your body with high intensity. But you can't go from 0 to 100. So you have to go in steps.
Yep.
So it's progress over perfection. And I guarantee you, when you do something on a daily basis to make your future self proud, you're going to turn around weeks and months and years later, and you're going to probably be running a marathon.
Hi, Mike and Lauren. This is Ariel from New Hampshire. Mike, I have a question for you guys on fitness and health. I've recently been on my fitness journey for almost 2 years now, and I've kind of gotten into a funk, you know, with what foods to eat and different recipes to try. And I just wanted to see your input and what kind of, for food, what kind of beginners you would, what tips you'd have.
I think that's a really good question, because even myself, I find to get frustrated when we are doing really well on our diet and we're kind of fall into a rut of eating the same things that are really easy to prepare quickly and are really healthy and clean. And it's really just keeping it simple, but also being creative.
What was she asking?
She was asking for any suggestions when you are dieting to keep it more fun in the kitchen. Like, how do you stay on track with eating on a diet and being healthy and it being like the same thing or a routine?
Well, it doesn't have to be the same thing. I mean, obviously, depending on the diet that you're doing, for instance, we do a low carb diet. I'm not doing keto, guys. We do a low carb diet where I have a little bit of carbs in the morning for my workout. And then obviously throughout the day we change it and we start to get to, you know, a protein in a salad or a protein in vegetables. But proteins can be broken down, guys, in, you know, chicken, beef, and fish.
Yeah.
And obviously, you know, you can really get a lot of wide variety from all those things.
Right. In the summer we do a lot of salads because I like to eat light and citrusy in the summer. And my husband loves the grill. So it's so easy for us to throw a steak, or we do a lot of times we do burgers with no bun.
Yeah. And I just took bread out of my diet because we thought that, not that we thought, but we know that gluten is sort of it causes inflammation.
Whether you have celiacs or not.
So I usually would have some sort, just a little bit of wheat toast in the morning. I took it out of my diet so that to take it to the next level. Now I have like a sweet potato or maybe even some brown rice.
Yeah, I think you really just have to find the diet that works, or the lifestyle change, I like to use that word better, that works best for you. And once you know what category you're falling into, whether it is something, you know, low carb, if it is a keto level, I prefer something just more low carb.
I prefer the low carb, yeah.
And I have this cookbook recently, and it's a like diet lifestyle book, so I'll share it with you guys. It's called The F Factor, and it's high fiber, high protein, low carb, and it works for me. And I just love it. So
we were just watching that Zac Efron documentary.
I can't wait to watch that later on. Down to Earth.
And the people in Italy who live to be in their hunters.
In the Blue Zone in Sardinia.
Yeah, these guys are eating a totally different diet than us Americans.
But honey, they're not. That's a whole nother episode.
Okay, I'm just saying.
Because they're not eating carbs like we have carbs in America. Yes. They're not processed.
Yes.
They're super natural.
I'm going to just throw in real quick because I've been to Italy and the food is just unbelievable.
Yep.
Okay, and those guys are living to 100. Guys, it's again, everything is all in balance and clean eating, and do everything in steps. So you're not necessarily shocked.
That's the key.
Yeah, that's the key right there. We do everything in steps. We did dieting in steps. We have done our business in steps. We have done, did I say sobriety?
No.
Okay, so I've done sobriety in steps. You know, we pretty much do everything with little positive changes.
We got engaged and married in steps. I've known this man for 15 years.
Yeah.
Okay? Yeah. We did steps to everything.
Exactly.
Hi, Mike and Lauren. This is Lana from New Jersey. Question for mainly Lauren on how, when Mike was struggling with addiction, on how she best supported him. My boyfriend is an addict and has currently relapsed for his first time, and I'm definitely struggling with how to be there for him while also being there for myself. And it just seemed like Lauren was really able to be a good support system, and now seeing how hard it is to be in that role, I'm just curious if she has any tips or advice for a girlfriend or boyfriend supporting their significant other in their journey with addiction. Thanks. Bye.
I think it's really important to take care of yourself first and foremost when you are in a relationship with an addict, whether they're in active addiction or in recovery and sober, no matter with how much of clean time. You really need to have a great foundation on your own health, your own well-being, your own fitness. And be aware of the things you're putting into your body, whether you are an addict or not, because you have to keep in mind this lifestyle change that this person needs to stay on in order to live for the rest of their lives. You need to be supportive of that. So I think just having a good head on your shoulders, staying rooted in fitness and whatever your faith is really important to keep a clear head and balance. And definitely any kind of Al-Anon meeting, anything to give you another insight or perspective into how to navigate that world, because it is a lifelong disease, so it is lifelong treatment.
Hi, Mike and Lauren. It's Elizabeth from Tampa Bay. I love how you guys are on the same wavelength and level. So I wanted to ask, what advice do you have for couples where one person might be trying to vibrate at a more positive frequency than the other? How did you guys get on the same page? Also, I've missed a few episodes because I'm a hospital employee, so I'm busier than ever. So I have to go back and catch up on a couple episodes. But I wanted to throw back to the shower question and ask if Lauren's, do you wash your hair every time you shower? Because that's why I personally couldn't shower more than once a day, because it would take me way too long to do my hair and dry it. And then P.S., I wanted to say, if you would have told me 10 years ago that I would find so much joy from watching Mike on Jersey Shore, like present day, I would have never believed you. Mike, you were such a good bad guy, but you're a great hero, and I can't tell you how awesome it is to hear your positivity on mainstream TV, and I love it. Thank you both.
Yeah, I was a good villain.
What an awesome caller. Yeah, but she said you're an even better hero, which is so true.
Yes.
He's the superhero of our family over here, and we love him.
Yes, Mosey's daddy.
Mosey's daddy. Yeah. So, Elizabeth, thank you so much for calling from Florida. I loved that message. And to answer your questions, the wavelength thing, I think it's hard because, you know, when you're in a relationship, you're two people and you're both growing at the same time. And sometimes you grow in different directions. And sometimes people have different growth spurts, right? So I think that if you are leading with positivity and your spouse is kind of hanging in the negative zone and just not getting on board with it, instead of nagging them or like pressuring them to do it, you really just have to continue to lead by example.
Oh my goodness. I thought I didn't know if you were going to say it, and but lead by example.
You got to lead by example, and then you'll just have a happier aura and essence about yourself. And they'll be like, oh, I want to be like that. I want to be that positive energy when they're just doing something mundane like the dishes or cooking or whatever. Like, I want to be
into the perspective though.
I want to be in that positive zone. So just continue to lead by example. And believe me, they'll eventually catch on. Maybe not as much as you're doing it, but they'll slowly evolve into positivity.
I agree. Also add in some positive activities.
Yeah. And positive quotes. Mm-hmm. And listen, it's like what we talk about a lot on this podcast is that your diet is not just the food you're putting in your body.
Oh, yeah.
So like what music mm-hmm. do you have on in your house? Mm-hmm. Because we always have music on here. Mm-hmm.
Very true.
And it's a different energy, and it's such a warmer energy when you have music going on in your house.
Yeah, also,
right?
We're like trained in this family to, if any type of negativity from anywhere comes in like our space, like we kick it out immediately.
Yeah.
Whether it's, you know, I don't know, something, you know, stupid on social media, or like, oh, we don't want nothing to do with that. Maybe some gossip. We don't want nothing to do with that.
We don't entertain any saltiness,
any negativity.
None of
we
that.
Don't. Yeah. And that comes with sort of like training yourself to just always sort of being positive. And I'm telling you guys, positive energy attracts positive.
But guess what? The key word was right there when you said that. Training yourself. So it's
like
a muscle.
It's like a muscle, yeah.
It's like anything else that you want to be good at and better at, you have to work at it regularly every single day. And that's just the key to it. And to answer the second part of your question, hell no. I do not wash my hair every time I shower. That is just insane. I have a lot of really thick, long hair I've been blessed with. And I shower multiple times a day, and I probably wash my hair, don't be grossed out people, but I probably wash my hair once every 5 days in the winter, and in the summer once every 2 to 3 days, just because I work out so much that
I'll be
sweat
honest,
a lot.
If I was like a woman or someone like watching, I would take advice from you because you have really nice hair.
Thank you. Well, I also have a lot of thick hair, so people that have very fine, thin hair can wash it.
Did
once
we
a day.
Look into having you be like a hair model or get some sort of like your own shampoo or something?
Well, I'm investigating now for hair vitamins because I'm a big
believer. Oh my god, that's right, the hair vitamins.
So
yeah.
I'm doing some like clinical studies and stuff like that to see if I want to get behind something like that because I believe in them and I think they really work. And also, when I was an intern at Elle, I was a hair model, so that was fun.
Well, also, you are working on something with.
With what?
Your skin soon as well.
Yeah, there's a lot
of
projects.
We'll see what happens.
There's a lot of things in the project, in the pipeline.
In the project, in the pipeline.
In the project, in the pipeline. But we're really excited about everything. So we're going to go to the next caller.
Exactly.
From California.
Keep it
California.
Hustling, guys. Keep it hustling.
My fiance, we have been together for 4 years. And I just feel like we're good, except we're just on two different paths right now. I don't really feel like we're connecting. And you know, with everything you guys have been through, how did you find all the time to connect and really be as one with each other? Because I feel like he and I are just on two different wavelengths right now. And, you know, I'm wanting to get serious about my nutrition and my exercise and getting healthy with my mental health, with my body, physical, everything. And I just want to start being happier and healthier. And he says he wants the same things too. But I don't see him putting in the work for it. you know? And then another big thing for me is I'm at a place in my life right now where I really want to start thinking about having children. And he's made it very clear that he doesn't want that, you know, for a couple of years. And I'm having a really hard time dealing with that. If you have any advice for me, I would really appreciate it.
I think it's really important to make sure you're on the same page before you get married on things like children, religion. Listen, a lot of adults are not active in their religion, even though they have certain beliefs. But then when you add another human into the equation and you have a baby, there's conflicting ideas on how you want to raise that child within which religion. So there's some conversations I think you have to have.
Maybe he's going through something. Maybe he's just having his own insecurities and there just needs, maybe there's some communication blockages there.
Yeah, you know? I think the best.
Some simple things. Sometimes the answer is a little more simpler than you expect.
Well, I think the best piece of advice we could give you is really just, like you said, to have open lines of communication.
Yeah, that's huge.
Because
that's
a lot of people just don't communicate.
Oh, and, facts.
And the lack of communication leads so much up to interpretation.
Yep.
And think about how misconstrued a simple text message could get.
Yep.
Imagine not even communicating and then being like, what's really happening? So you need to have open, honest conversations.
Maybe there are some insecurities there. If he doesn't want to exercise, you know, there's everyone always has insecurities and self-doubt and they're not good.
Self-doubt's a big one.
They're not good enough. And I'm not saying that.
Did we do an episode on self-doubt? We need to do an episode.
I don't know. I thought we did.
I mean, I think we touched on it.
Yeah, I just feel that, you know, you need to have some sort of open lines of communication. I also think that fitness and exercise is a very big key component to being happy in life.
Well, she's trying, but he's not. That's the problem. When you come to the realization as an adult that you need that to be focused and positive and start a family, and then your spouse or significant other isn't there yet, what do? How do you push them into that?
What about fun activities? Like, for instance, we go to the park. In the beginning, you didn't want to come with me. And then once you started to come, you loved it. Now she's like beating me in the races and stuff now, guys. It's crazy.
Yeah. Well, I was still working out. I just was doing it at home. I wasn't doing it.
I didn't say that. I just said that you preferred to do your own.
You sound like I wasn't working out.
You preferred to do your own workouts.
Yeah.
And I persuaded you to come into nature, in the wildernesses. And now we love it. Now we go all the time. I mean, if it's sunny out, we try to get some exercise outside, and you really connect almost with who you are and in nature when you start to go outside and get some exercise and you get things in perspective. Sort of everything goes away, social media and the world, and you get a little bit of an exercise, you get a little bit of a walk, you get the body moving. I think it's just so important. We got to get him there.
Hi, Mike and Lawrence. This is Liz. I'm from Michigan. I just wanted to say first that I love you guys. I look forward every week to listening to your podcast. I usually listen to it with my fur babies or cleaning the house. You guys really just inspire me to, you know, I take the tips that you give and I try to implement them in my life to be the best wife, best bonus mom, best fur mom, best, you know, business professional, and just best individual that I can be. So in this week's episode, you guys were talking about maybe having more guests in the future. As an avid listener, I really just wanted to say, you know, I come here for you guys. So I just wanted to say, I think a guest every now and then would be good, but I love what you're doing right now. It's working great. And just thank you for the positivity, the inspiration. Keep doing what you're doing. Love you guys.
Oh my goodness. Wow. That's so cool. You know what? We started this podcast because we wanted to have some like really good content, some really thought provoking,
conversations.
Conversations. And that really reinforces, you know, what we started months ago. It's really cool.
Yes. Thank you, Liz from Michigan, for calling and for listening. I love that you implemented Here's the Sitch into your daily routine or weekly routine.
That is the key. A lot of people talk about it, but you got to be about it.
Yep.
You can't just pray and hope for things to get better. All right, guys, you need to
take action.
You got to pray and you got to take action. You got to move forward. You got to put one foot in front of the other and you got to make changes. That's what you got to do in life. And once you start to do that and implement changes, it gets easier and easier. You're like, oh, wow. It's not as bad as I thought, those changes. The body, yourself, you don't want to make changes. The body doesn't like changes. But once you start to do it more and more, it's like, oh my God, like my life's going to get better. If I eat better, maybe if I work hard at work, or if I try different things, or, I mean, like I said, it's just, it's amazing what can happen when you start to take action in life.
It is. And when you do those little steps at a time, and then down the road, 3 to 6 months from now, you look back and you see how far you've come. Oh. You are impressed with yourself, and you can't believe what you've achieved just by making those small steps and small changes every day.
Well, guys, thank you so much for listening to another episode of Here's the Sitch, the positive podcast you never knew you needed. We will see you guys next week. And here's a quick quote. Kindness is the ultimate flex. Let that sink in, guys.
Oh, I love that.
Yep.
All right, guys, be kind. Stay healthy, stay well, and we will talk to you next week on Here's the Sitch. Love you all.